So Adrian Peterson, the little comments there at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Well, amongst other teams.
Let's
also
remember. he kind of brought up the Bucs and the Texans himself. They brought up the Giants.
Right. But let's also remember that Texans have a running back, and they're pretty happy with what he gave them this year.
Actually, they're probably pretty happy with almost all the guys they have there. And Blue's a solid backup.
Unless Adrian Peterson can play quarterback, then suddenly he's interesting.
Yeah, then I'd like to see it. Maybe he can. Can't be any worse.
But, I mean, listen, as great as Adrian Peterson is, and I think he's one of the greatest running backs that's ever played, I don't know that at this point, which he's, what, 31? He's past his...
Yeah.
I always say, any running back over 30, I'm not investing in, and I stand by that, even besides, you know, with guys like Adrian Peterson, who... What he did in his 30-year-old season was unbelievable. But, that 2,000-yard season came in 2012. We are well removed from that. And he has played 16 games in 2015. He played one game in 2014 and three games in 2016. So 20 games over the last 3 years. That's not...
And when he's been out there, hadn't been the same guy.
Right.
Even when he's been healthy.
So as much as I love Adrian Peterson, I feel like with what they've got in Lamar Miller right now, it's not... I don't even think it's something they could entertain, realistically. I mean, you've got a 25-year-old guy who... he just gave you a 1,000-yard rushing season. He has way less tread missing from his tires. And to me, that's the guy that, you know, this is the guy you committed to. This is the guy you're with for the next year or two.
Yeah, what would you even be able to pay him?
That's the other thing. Adrian Peterson's not going to come around and take Alfred Blue money.
No.
To play here. So
would you rather have him as your tandem guy than Alfred Blue? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, if I could say, well, you know, contract stuff aside, would I rather have Lamar Miller or Adrian Peterson? I'd rather have Adrian Peterson next year just because I feel like the upside is greater, you know, and with this defense, he seems like the kind of player he could be a game changer. He could change up the entire way you run your offense. He is a workhorse running back, which...
Yeah. Well, he was a workhorse running back.
He was, yeah.
And I think when you talk about guys maybe never being the same, I think at this stage, I can't see him being the same player.
It's hard to imagine.
So,
but he's also a freak of nature athletically. I mean, he is.
It wouldn't surprise me if he came back and ran for 1,600 yards.
No. He is
somebody.
He is a very special athlete. And Lamar Miller is a good running back. Adrian Peterson is he's for most of his career, he's been the best running back in the league, you know, so. And like he said, you put him on a team with a good defense, let them, you know, let that be the identity of the team is we run the ball well and we play good defense. But it's just not really realistic here.
No, because would he really want to come here and play with whatever Brock Savage at quarterback?
Right.
And who knows what they're going to do with the position. But if they wound up somehow getting a veteran quarterback who could do something – that would make more sense. But then you probably couldn't afford him because you're going to have to deal with all the, you know, you're still having to pay Osweiler. Yeah. Or if you decide to cut him, then you're still paying a ridiculous amount of money there. There's nothing that you can really do about it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we have a very fun show planned. Eric Warner is going to join us at 4:30 with some beer. From Carbot, good dude.
Yeah, great dude. I'm looking forward to this beer.
Yeah, I am too.
I know you are.
Yeah. Well, the way you described it, if you were going to design the perfect beer made specifically for me, that would be it.
It seems right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. And BJ Johnson's supposed to be here with us with MVP Vodka. So we're going to have a little vodka today. This could turn into a very interesting show by the time we get to the end.
Yep.
which a lot of times it does, especially if we get Jong drunk enough to sing on air again.
I don't know if we're going to get there. You feeling that?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, that Jung's more responsible than he once was.
I see a lot of people say you would definitely make that radio list if you averaged a triple-double.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
If you get rid of me, I think you have a chance.
I think you're right.
Now, either that or I need to be a better team player and pass the ball more, but that's not my game. My game is take it and shoot it. I'm a catch-and-shoot guy.
You are. You've made it clear in basketball, you don't really play defense, you don't really rebound, you just kind of hover around and shoot threes.
I used, but when I was young and in shape and playing well, I played a lot of defense and rebounding, but now I'm too old for that crap.
That's all I ever did when I played pickup ball, was I realized that I was not, I mean, I was never a great scorer, so if I would just try to be in your face and try to do the dirty work.
I
was like Rafe LaFrance.
Okay. That's not a comparison that I've heard.
Okay.
But
from what I understand of you, you're like J.J. Redick.
Yeah, although...
You just kind of hang out there and...
It's I used to be a much more... I would play a lot better defense. I'd rebound a lot. I was a better passer when I was younger. But now when I play, about all I can do is post up and shoot threes. I can't jump anymore. I can't get off the ground. So the rebound kind of has to come to me. I can block out enough to get rebounds.
Well, that's because you're hefty.
Yeah, I am. And I had a big butt. But, yeah.
Hey, Seuss, I guess this is in regards to the Adrian Peterson thing. Do you know what's going to happen with Bradford and Bridgewater? Bradford, from what I understand, Sam Bradford's going to be their starting quarterback going into next year.
Yeah, honestly, they're not sure that Teddy's going to be back even next year.
Right. Teddy Bridgewater's injury wasn't necessarily a one-year he'll be back 100% injury. I think it was going to take him some time. So I think that they I don't think they would have given up what they gave up for Sam Bradford if they thought they were only going to get 1 year out of him.
Yeah, from what I know a few people up there, and from what I understand, that injury was so severe that they were going to be surprised if he's back next year.
Yeesh.
And they knew that at the time, and so that's one of the reasons why they went for Bradford.
He did cry.
Yeah,
it's got to be pretty serious.
If you're going to be on the ground crying, it better be bad.
Yeah,
but
people were like getting sick looking at it. Mm-hmm. So I wish I could have seen that,
and that would have been kind of fun, huh?
I love to see those very vile injuries. I mean, it's so great.
Well, in his case, I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to say it might be career ending because you know that if you're gone for 2 years and you've had that much work done.
Yeah.
You may not be able to get back at all.